There's some rabbinical teaching that's been around for many, many years, which says that when God speaks in heaven, the daughter of his voice, or an echo, is heard on earth. There's something very profound about it, profoundly true about that. What pleases God the Father in heaven, when it happens on earth, is kind of like an echo of his voice going on all the time. And if now for two consecutive weeks, albeit in reverse order, we looked at two times where the heavens are open and God the Father has spoken. This has become a prequel instead of a sequel, I don't know if you know what I mean. But instead of doing it the other way around, where we're here today at the point of Jesus' baptism before he's sent out to minister the gospel in that part of the world. And we've heard the Father's voice speaking. The first time, the Father speaks to, you remember last week, the Father was speaking to the disciples who were enveloped with this cloud. And the Father says, "And this is my Son, whom I love, listen to him." So that was an instruction to them. But this time, following Jesus' baptism, as he comes up out of the water, the heavens are rent open, torn open, literally. And this time the Father speaks to his Son. And he says, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." So when Jesus came up out of the water, we're told that there is an event going on in heaven simultaneously. And as Jesus is earning his Father's good pleasure by his obedient witness and walk, so in heaven there is pleasure, and the Father speaks. And this is kind of an event of cosmic proportions. Mark puts it in a way in which none of the other gospel writers does, when he says the heavens were torn open. It seems like a very violent action going on, doesn't it? But it's a forceful action. It's an affirmation of all that Jesus is and all that he has come to be on this earth. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are working together at this point. Jesus is in the waters of baptism. The Spirit is hovering over him like a dove, and the Father speaks. And I think there's kind of a good formula about all of this. We need to live with the presence of God, the Son, in our lives by his Spirit. But we need to know the Father's love. We need to know the love of good, good Father. There's a modern song called Good, Good Father. And it's a beautiful song, which perhaps one day we shall learn. But it's just a reminder that God the Father is looking out for and caring for his Son on earth, wanting him, believing that he would succeed, because that's what he was set out to do. The scriptures testify to this, and Jesus came to fulfill all prophecy of all that was mentioned in scripture in the Old Testament, came to pass in the very presence of Jesus. And he knew, Jesus knew what he had to go through. But the Father was present. Now, many of us probably have had an experience of good earthly father. I personally did, and perhaps many of you did, but it's not everyone's experience. As you read the newspapers, and perhaps some of you may not have a great experience. But here we're seeing an example of a good, good father who looks out for his Son while he is on earth and wants to affirm him in the ministry to which he has been called. And when I came to this reading, and the heavens opening again, I was wondering what might be said that hadn't been said the week before. But it is that we have a good, good Father. Someone who looks out for us because we are his children. And even though Jesus was took after his baptism, what happened? We know that he went off and was sent out by the Spirit into the desert places. That doesn't feel very caring, does it? But he had to go through that experience. But we're told that he was attended by angels. He had a good, good father who was helping him through the most difficult experiences within his life. He needed to know very much that God, his Father, was present in all that was happening to him, and all that would happen to him. So I think the Lord is asking us, inviting us to think about Him as being our good, good Father, who speaks to us in the midst of our lives, in all that's going on. A Father who, and we need to know and have the confidence of a good, good Father. In the book of Chronicles, chapter 2, verse 16, it says, "As the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth, to strengthen those whose hearts fully committed to Him." That's a good, good Father. He's looking throughout the earth, spotting those who have given their lives to Him and said, "Yes, I'm going to do this. I want to follow you in this life." And the eyes of the Lord are looking for such people to grant them strength, to bring them healing where it's required, spiritually, but possibly physically too. But most definitely spiritually, He wants to lift us up in the midst of the trials and tribulations that inevitably come when we choose to follow Christ in this way. For Anglicans, it's hard because most of us were baptized as infants, but actually, following our confirmation at the very least, when we set out on this path to follow Jesus, we should have been told that it won't be plain sailing, because it's not plain sailing. It's not easy. Sometimes it's really quite tough. But that's why it's really important to know we have a good, good Father who's there for us in the midst of these challenging times that we all face as Christians. We talk often that the persecuted church and of course the people in many parts of the Middle East, in parts of Iraq and elsewhere, their persecution isn't like ours. I mean, ours is probably up here, and maybe something to do with apathy and the world and materialism and all those kinds of things which creep in and makes it very difficult to follow Jesus as perhaps we ought. But actually, of course, there are those who are suffering physically for the faith, and we pray for them often in this church, and we need to. Being a Christian is not a soft option, but what we do have is the hope and the knowledge that God is with us. We have a good Father. The Father who said to His Son, "You are my Son whom I love." And you need to hear that. I need to hear that regularly. That's me. And we need to tap into the presence and the power of God's love day by day. So we need to have the confidence of a good, good Father. Believe that He's looking. He's looking out for us. He has our back. It's a wonderful thought. We have a Father who is patient and kind, and who never will give up on us. One of the most powerful parts of the story of the prodigal son has to be that the father is looking out for his son. His eyes are ranging over the hills, waiting for his son to appear on the horizon to welcome him back. And he doesn't welcome him back and remind him of his past. There is no mention of what he's done wrong, just a parting. That's a good, good Father. He welcomes us back into His presence day by day. He's patient, He's kind, and it's a kindness and a loving kindness that is everlasting and unchanging. We change in our attitude towards Him, but He never changes. And that's the precious truth about God, who is a good, good Father. And Jesus knew about this, and would need to know about this, because even though God was always present to him, even though that was true, it was not going to be easy for him. He needed to hear that voice from heaven, which was touching his life. "You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." So I think the rabbinical teaching is quite true. When God speaks in heaven, there is an echo of his voice here on earth. That echo comes through a relationship with his son Jesus, whose spirit lives in you. We begin to sense what he is trying to say to us and the way he's trying to lead us. And I don't think the Father hides himself from us either. I don't know if you remember when you used to play hide and seek, either as a child and you were taking part, or as an adult and you were actually taking part with children. My father used to hide from me, and I was hearing about this yesterday, and it just brought it to mind. And he used to stand behind a tree, which was only probably as thick as that cross there, a small pillar. It was obvious where he was, but why? Because he wanted to be found. He wanted to be found. He didn't want to make it too difficult. You know, God is very near to us all. Very near. He's not far from any one of us. And in him we live and we move and we have our being. When Mark introduces his gospel, it's not veiled in any way at all to those who want to see. He starts the passage, the beginning of the good news about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news. He is the Son of God. That's who he is. He's not hiding anything in that particular passage there. I need to hear his voice. And throughout Lent, there is going to be further opportunity to listen for his voice, either as individuals, or if you can make it here, come together, let's listen for his voice together, and work out for ourselves, and understand and receive for ourselves afresh the truth, that he is a good father, and he wants to know you properly as his child. One of the things about my father was he had a bit of a short fuse, but he loved me, and I knew that. He really loved me very, very much. But I knew when he was speaking that I could trust what he was saying, actually. And that's really important, isn't it? Not everyone has that experience, I understand that. But I think God wants to do something about those today for whom that experience is not true, or was not true. And he invites us today to come and meet him, who is a good, good father. He never let us down. Never gives up on us. Ever. So I want us to be still for a moment, and I want us to, if actually those who can, let's just stand together. Please stand. Father, we thank you for the truth that your eyes range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to you. Lord, we know that you look at our lives, and you're doing so even at this moment. Lord, we know that all of us have different stories to tell of our younger days, where fatherhood wasn't a good experience. And we pray, Lord, here and now, that you will bring healing though that's not been true. Or indeed, if we know people for whom that has not been true, we ask you to bring your healing, Holy Spirit of God. And I ask you, Father, now to do that work in those who are hurting in this way. Pray too, Lord, that today we will have the experience of you as a good, good Father. Full of compassion and kindness. Slow to anger. He never brings to mind things of our past, but simply wants to bring healing and hope and restoration here and now. perhaps under your breath or even out loud if you feel you're able to just say, Father, I love you. Father, I love you.